All right. I think it's time for Tales of the Stupid.
Stupid. God damn it.
I think I'm going to start because I had some dumb happen to me.
Preach on, Dak. Preach on.
Now, this is not the usual place where I look for dumb.
Testify.
I'm sorry.
This is not the usual place where I find dumb.
Truth, I'm sorry. Brother,
truth.
Dumb is where you find it.
I was on Facebook, and before the election...
That's not dumb?
Yeah, well, maybe...
That's where you find it.
I was dumb. Now, Facebook is one of our, right now, and we are going to change that, but up to right now, it is our main connection for our fans to talk back and forth, though usually it's only about five of you.
But we appreciate you.
Yes, we do, actually.
And we appreciate you taking second and third online handles just to make it look like there's more of you.
Yeah, we do appreciate that. Though we are over...
We're looking at you, Jesse.
We are. Though there is over 100 of us. I don't think...
No, I mean, right now, we have a camera in your room and we're looking at you.
Stop that. You'll go blind. So Facebook is one of the few places we have to really get connection with our fans and everything. And we love all of you guys. But I, you know, do talk to a lot of other people. And I'm in a couple of different debating groups. Now, on one of them...
Or as I like to call them, troll farms.
Yeah. Just before...
It explains the slow, subtle change we've been seeing in our deck lately.
For those of you who don't know, that's where they breed the trolls before they release them into the wild.
The cure for trolls is flaming.
Stop that. Put it away. Before the election, things were getting heated, you might have noticed, with some people. And among the debate page, rather than some decent questions and some arguments, like I spent 2 days just arguing about capital punishment. And really what we were arguing about was, is there enough done, or is appeals taking too long? So, I mean, you can have some decent debates. But before then, because of the election, tempers were getting heated. And one person posted something to the effect of, liberals are idiots. They're what's wrong with this world and this country. They should all go kill themselves. Agree or disagree? Actually said that part, which is kind of funny when you think about it. Now,
I am a liberal, and I agree. Gack.
A number of other people said some other things, and somebody else said something that was almost as, just generally offensive. And so my response...
Didn't they also give suggestions on how they could kill themselves?
Yeah, somebody actually suggested on how they could quickly kill themselves. And my response to this was, well, I see the trolls are up and at them this morning. I guess there must be a shortage of billy goats to molest.
Bad, Dak.
Bad.
I was banned for... Well, originally, I thought it was going to be for 30 days. And if I was banned for 30 days with the election coming up, I'd go kill somebody. But I was banned for 24 hours. Because I was reported... For apparently making, you know, that, you know, somebody, they're all into bestiality or something like that. Yet, the guy who said that all liberals should kill themselves, nobody reported him.
I was looking for it so I couldn't find it.
Who do you think actually did the reporting?
Yeah, I know, but that is just, I understand what Facebook is talking about. Actually,
it's the internet, Dak.
I know, but the thing
is... It's the last bastion of anonymous douchebaggery.
Well, it's not just anonymous douchebaggery. It's just like, how can what do you call the head, the moderator for the administrator?
A douchebag.
No, the administrator for a page is called the administrator.
The page douchebag.
Page douchebag, okay. Well, the page douchebag at the place where we all debate, Tiffany's Debates, actually just got kicked off of her own page. Mainly because she told somebody to go face fuck a chainsaw.
Just mainly. There was some other stuff.
There was some other stuff, but it was really it was the go fuck a chainsaw, you know. Face fuck a chainsaw was one of the reasons why she kind of got banned.
That is very inventive.
Use that.
She is truly a poet.
That was all, I think actually she stole that from Katie McWonky on the page. And I'm responsible. She used to be called Katie McSomething or another. And I gave her the wacky honky when we were talking about racism. I had been called a honky back when I was a kid. And so she liked that so much she borrowed wacky and honky and created her own new word, wonky. Katie McWonky. But anyhow, yeah, I just don't get what Facebook, how they think it's okay. Now, it's one thing to ban me for 24 hours because somebody says I was, like, you know, out of line or something.
You see, if they actually investigated it and found out the root cause of any of these things and took the appropriate steps, that would require work.
And time. And money.
But they're too busy counting the money that they get from their advertising. And from the CIA.
Yeah.
And the FBI. Wherever else they use their social
security. To keep track of us, yeah.
Yep. Oh, sorry, just a second, I can't see you. I gotta get the tinfoil up a little bit. There we go.
What tinfoil? The only reason you're wearing tinfoil now is to basically keep the laser off your fucking head. Because seriously, they're yeah.
Don't look up.
Yeah, don't look up, yeah.
It tips them off.
Yeah. yeah, they're just...
I find it's effective to wear multiple layers of different metals because you never know which laser they're aiming at you.
Yeah, that's true.
You need the copper one for certain frequencies, you need tin foil for other frequencies, and aluminum works as kind of a catch-all for most of the other frequencies.
I'm scared.
I'm looking into steel mesh as we speak.
You should be. You should be.
Yeah, there's something else we should talk about for a second.
No.
Segue?
No.
Disney bought Star Wars.
Oh, no. I refuse.
Now Disney's going to buy NASA and that moon base is going to be up and running.
Episode 7 is going to suck.
Oh, yeah, and they are going to make an episode
7. As long as they execute Jar Jar Binks publicly and messily,
now,
I will watch it.
I was talking to somebody, and I had, because he is a serious Star Wars fan, and we were talking about something, and I made a suggestion that made him lose his shit. I said, well, you know, it's science fiction. He went, yeah, of course it's science fiction. What's that got to do with anything? I said, well, you know, Star Wars really is the first science fiction, long-running science fiction show that hasn't touched on the subject of time travel. And he went, yeah. So, I said, well, think about it. Jar Jar goes, say, 300 or 400 years into the past, or six, you know, about 600 or 700 years in the past. Yeah. The years. Yeah. You know, some people, as they get older, they get shorter. I thought he was going to reach across the fucking counter and deck me. Jar Jar Binks is not Yoda! Wham!
The voice, the speech impediment, the ears. Dear God, no!
Mind's blown. K-Troll, come back.
Well, I had the weirdest dream.
It all makes sense now. Yoda is what a Gungan would look like after 900 years of water deprivation. It's a water-based creature that shrivels up. He's shrunk down to his... You add water to him?
It's like a sea monkey.
It's not one of those sponges.
Well, I have three stories, so...
Fuck you, Lucas.
You know why Lucas did that, don't you?
He's butt-fuck crazy.
By the way, he did... I will say... I will agree with you. He did donate all of the $4 billion he received from the Disney sales to charity.
Well, 90% of it.
90% of it to charity.
Two additional...
Yeah, but which charities?
I didn't hear...
That's what I want
to
know.
Two additional related notes to it. One, Steven Spielberg has stated categorically that he will never direct a Star Wars movie because his friend George and that sort of thing. And... Harrison Ford has said he's open to making an appearance in Episode 7.
All of them.
All of them.
Not just Harrison Ford.
The way they're writing it...
Mark Hamill has said he'd come back.
It's going to be Luke, Leia, and Han as old people in the future.
Yay!
You know, it just takes me back to...
You know, if she puts the bikini on, I'll go for the gilf. Come on. Just to see Leia in that fucking bikini again.
This just takes me back to...
I just want to see Hamill, you know, fighting with the lightsaber and a walker.
Okay, go on.
Takes me to a quote that I believe it was John Landis had made about how Hollywood has changed mainly because of Lucas and Spielberg.
Right.
Right. How back in the 50s, late 50s, early 60s, you had these horrible B pictures. You know, the stories were okay and everything, the acting was okay, until the movie in general was fine, until you cut to the crappy monsters, right? It was always, you know, these rubber monsters.
But there was a good story right up to the point where you got to the monsters. Yeah.
They had these crappy monsters and these, you know, rocket ships on strings and everything else, blah, blah, blah. Then the era of Lucas and Spielberg came along. You know, bad movies with great effects, everything. So all of a sudden, B pictures became A pictures. Now there's no such thing as B product. It's all crap.
You're right.
Yeah, that's exactly what Spielberg and Lucas did. They made
that is a direct quote from John Landis.
I totally agree with
them. They taught Hollywood the wrong lesson that they could make bazillions of dollars making popcorn movies.
Yep. Yeah, they took...
Because there was the
Saturday matinee serial and they made money off of it.
There was an actual point just before...
We'll never see another Maltese Falcon.
Nope.
There's an actual point just before... In the period between, say, around 1968 and 1974, just before Spielberg and Lucas took off like rockets, where American cinema actually, on occasion, approached art.
Mm-hmm.
Taxi Driver.
And they killed it.
Yeah. Taxi Driver. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
The Godfather.
Godfather.
Part 1 and 2.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The Exorcist. I mean, everybody thinks that it's just a horror film. Look at that just from the point of view of cinematography.
And there's a whole slew of lesser-known Jack Nicholson movies and things like that.
Chinatown.
Chinatown.
Five Easy Pieces.
Easy Pieces. King of Marvin Gardens.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Has anybody ever seen The Man Who Would Be King?
Yes.
Sean Connery and Michael Caine?
Fucking, it's one of the greatest films of all time.
You will never see anything like that.
Al Pacino in The Panic in Needle Park.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Yeah, fucking, that happened in my home neighborhood. In real life.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking great films. Hollywood really, really was reaching a point in the early 70s where it was...
The second golden age.
They were actually trying to make movies for adults.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Oh, fuck, The Conversation with Gene Hackman.
Yeah, that was Coppola.
Yeah, I know. Yep. Fucking great films. And then Jaws. And I love Jaws. It's one of my favorite films of all time. Then Star Wars. Everybody loves Star Wars. Then everybody else tried to make Star Wars and Jaws. And we got shit.
Actually, I find the one that's had the worst influence is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
Because...
The collaboration
For 2 decades afterwards.
It's been any combination of Indiana Jones and Star Wars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ad nauseum.
Yep. Pretty much.
But... Anyhow, let's get on to our stupid tales, though technically that was a pretty fucking stupid tale. Yeah.
Well, I can count that as mine because I don't actually have a tale this stupid this week. It was actually a very, very slow week. I couldn't believe it.
I finished the tale where I basically got kicked off for only... I did mention I was only 24 hours.
4 hours off Facebook.
Yeah.
Yep. No, you finished yours.
All right.
Yep.
So then, done. Sorry, tits.
She's just over in the corner drooling right now.
Sorry. Uh-huh. I got bored. Well, it started off last weekend. I was working at Jimmy Mac's, and it was a slow night. You know, we had one big table, and not to be racist, I love and hate everyone equally, but we had that one table of big, beefy brown guys. We don't get a lot of brown guys.
What is the name of that sport you were talking about?
Kabaddi.
Kabaddi.
Okay. But anyways.
The kabaddi players, by any chance?
Could have been.
We don't get a lot of brown people in Jimmy Max. Where we are is not very multicultural. You go six blocks to the west, and it's all brown people, no white people. It's all good. It's all good. But
it's a country and western bar / sports bar.
It's not country and western at all, but
no,
it's in an industrial factory trucking area.
And it's definitely a sports bar, and it used to be a country and western bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes. Jimmy Max used to be a country and western bar.
Oh, wow, that's a shock to me. Okay, so anyways, so we've got like 20 people in the bar. 18 of them are these enormous, jacked up brown guys. And they'd been cut off, and they were very, actually,
good about it.
They were very decent about it. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to get a cab. And so they call the cab. They go to wait outside for the cab. The cab doesn't show up for a while. So they all come back in. Then they go to the bar, and they're like, you know, we're bored. Do you mind if we get one more shot for the road just until the cab gets here? And the bartender was actually really cool about this. And he's like, you know what? You guys were so great about being cut off and not causing a problem, and you guys spent so much money here already. This round's on the house. What do you guys want? So he pours them all around. They're all happy. Couple start approaching me. Hey, do you have any Bollywood music? Do you have any Punjabi MC? And, you know, I'll admit it, I do. But if I played it, I'd get fired. Yep. and they wouldn't leave. So
yep.
I said to them, oh, no, I'm sorry, I don't have anything like that. Is there anything else I can play for you? And they were very friendly. Oh, Highway to Hell or, you know, something like that. So I put on Highway to Hell. Now they start arguing with each other. Well, I want to hear this other song. Just cut this one off. His three buddies are dancing in the corner. So I'm like, no. I'll put it on after the song is over. Don't worry. I totally got your back, man. I'm going to play your song. Just wait it out for a minute and a half, yeah. All right? Yeah, all right. But he's still getting up in my face.
Yeah.
And now when one hears another yelling, the other one comes over, and now they're in this big circle around me, and I have to basically tell them all right, kids. No, not playing anymore. I'll play your song, but, you know, no more. Yep. So they go off and they're like, whatever. The only other two guys in the bar are sitting at what we call the dog bone, which is a long bar facing the bar. So they've got a perfect view of all of this. This is when all the big, beefy brown guys decided to get in the line and start Bollywood dancing.
I thought it was for the song was for Gundam or whatever that.
No. They this was still Highway to Hell.
Okay, all right.
They all get in the line and they start doing the bounce to the left with the arms out, bounce to the right with the arms out, bounce to the left with the arms out, and they're all just yelling and having a good time.
So Bollywood line dancing.
Yeah, yes. There's two hot to AC/DC.
They're screwing in the light bulb and opening the door.
To AC/DC. And they were having a great time. And so now, you know, I'm in a good mood.
Well, the uncle comes in and presents the elephant.
I remember that in the song, right? Everyone's like, this is an awesome sight. We were having such a boring piss poor night. And this happens. This is fucking amazing. These are actually really cool guys.
Yep.
And this is going to be a great night. Too bad they're leaving in 5 minutes. When the two guys sitting at the bar, they're like, and they're enjoying it too, and they just start laughing and clapping their hands. They're like, that's great, that's fucking awesome, yeah! And one of them gets upset. You laughing at me? Fucking laughing at me, bro?
Yes!
Come at me, bro! And when the guy wouldn't come at him, he walked over to him and pushed him off his bar stool, and that was it, Pat. Really, out the door you go, but like, there's 18 big, beefy brown guys and the bartender.
Who's not that big.
I mean, he's a big guy, but he's not that big.
He's not bigger than 18 big guys.
It was our brown-haired yoga instructor waitress that scooted them out. Chased them out. Like, I'm sorry, but when you've got a 200-pound man, I don't care what color you are, dancing a jig to AC/DC, we were laughing at you, we were laughing with you, but still, we're going to laugh. Okay.
Yeah. I don't get that. You see, that's somebody who's looking for a fight.
That's somebody who's passing the happy drunk phase into the I want to fight phase of his drunk.
I can kind of see they were kind of on the border, but they were happy. Anyways, it was just ridiculous. You don't dance like that in front of a white guy and
yeah, laugh. No, it doesn't matter who you are. You basically
exactly. I mean,
I think brown guys would be laughing their balls off. He's dancing to Bollywood style to AC/DC.
Exactly.
That is a universal comedy right there.
If it was a brown guy laughing at a white guy, there'd be no problem. But just
did
because
anybody
you're a white guy laughing at a brown guy,
not
like,
laugh
bullshit.
At me.
Guinar from the fucking dog galaxy
yes.
is looking down from a spaceship going, they're fucking hilarious.
Did anybody not laugh at me dancing an Irish fucking jig at your wedding in a kilt?
I missed that.
Everybody who saw it laughed.
I laughed.
Everybody who saw it laughed.
Tell me you got video.
No video, but there is a picture of me doing it.
Aww.
Yeah, there was an actual half-second break between them laughing at Dak in general to realizing that he was dancing the Irish jig.
And laughing hard.
Laughing at that. And then a break at the end when they went back to laughing at him for normal reasons.
Well, I have two more stories, so you guys go in anytime you want.
No, I don't think anyone else has. Do you have something?
I got a blonde German girl.
Oh, yeah.
Who we had thrown out twice, who then she snuck in both doors, and Rockstar threw her out, and then I threw her out, and then Trogdor threw her out, then I threw her out again. And
Trogdor the Destroyer threw her out?
Yeah, that's actually the nickname to the
yep.
new bouncer.
Yep.
He's like, hey guys, I need a nickname too, because I don't have anything to put on my name tag, so I named him Trogdor.
Trogdor.
The Burninator.
Burninator.
I asked him to live up to his name. If we see any villagers, you have to burn them.
I am Trogdor, the Burninator.
So
long story.
I remember that.
She snuck in through the hostel door. Okay, so I'm doing my rounds, and I spot her. And I'm like, okay, time to leave. And I'm walking her through the crowd. Now, this is a Friday night. It is literally elbow to elbow. Like, when people say a bar is packed wall to wall. This is actually packed wall to wall. Okay? So I'm walking her through the crowd and she pulls away, slips between two people, and starts running through the crowd that way. Now, I can't physically do that.
You could. It would look like an icebreaker.
I would start a stampede. If I started running through the crowd.
When he does it, it's called bowling for people.
So I just. I track her and I call on the radio and we literally heard her like a sheepdog. Like someone goes and stands over to her left, so she veers this way, and then I stand over here and she veers back this direction, and we heard her in a direction to where she immediately runs right into me.
Clang.
And she has no idea, because I literally materialize out of the crowd, because I can't see her, but someone has told me that she's headed in this direction, so I materialize in front of her and she bounces off me. I then look at her, do the drill sergeant open hand pointing thing, and go, get the fuck out of my bar. Now, at the time, that was the voice I thought I used. Looking back on it, two people behind me and one person off to my left got up and left. A woman with her husband and a few other business people started crying.
What?
I had to go over and apologize and let her know that I wasn't actually speaking to her. And, you know, shake the husband's hand and apologize. Okay.
What?
Apparently whatever Cthulian voice I used had a 30-foot radius fear result.
Area effect.
I had a dragon fear area effect at that moment.
So you've mastered the weirding way.
Shai Halloo.
His name has become a killing word.
Is
Cave Troll Mordib.
Cave Troll Mordib. But no, those words, get the fuck out of my bar. And she walked herself out. Two other people got up to leave. One woman stood up to leave, and I told her, no, I'm not talking to you. And then I turned around, and this woman is crying in her husband's arms. He's looking at, are you talking to us? Like, he didn't even get angry at me. His wife started crying, and he wouldn't get angry at me. He was like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry, sir. I wasn't speaking to you. You're like, are you sure? I really wasn't speaking to you. It's okay.
No. Like, it's okay. No, I must go.
Done. And he's like, I'm done my beer. It's okay.
It's okay. I must go corral the sandworms now.
Holy fuck.
I should always make sure you go last. How the fuck am I supposed to top that?
To this day, I don't know what I don't know how I said it or what happened, but I guess this always happens to me when I get angry.
Yeah.
Because I literally was fucking, because this is the sixth time we kicked that bitch out. And then she sneaks in, and then she runs from me.
I will fucking,
on a night like that,
I will fucking execute you and eat your soul.
I've seen you at nights like that.
The thing is that she would pop up, and I could see her look at me, and she'd like smirk, and then disappear back into the crowd.
Bitch,
because she knows I can't get to her through the crowd.
Oh,
that is exactly like the one kid that we had at the other bar the one night that Leprechaun grabbed by the hoodie. The one that was playing with him, running around the table?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we broke his ribs.
Yep.
It was purely accidental.
I mean,
sure.
Oh, his ribs were fractured by accident in the apprehension and removal from the premises.
Grossman. What did we call Grossman?
I'm not sure. I don't think we've ever mentioned him before.
Yeah, we have, but I just say him. I don't. That guy.
Yeah, we can go
with the thing.
We can always call him Ladies Man.
Okay, Ladies Man, the Irishman, and me had a guy on the floor at Sharks Club. Guy punched a girl for pushing him away because she didn't want to dance
with him.
Punched her in the face.
Oh.
So I grabbed the son of a bitch and. Ladies man falls out of space, just like literally materializes. I think he
jumped from the second floor.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah,
and he pulled a Russian.
Yeah, he pulled the big Russian. He pulled Spetsna, and literally grabs. I have the guy like I'm pulling him into a full Nelson, and he takes the guy's arm from me. So now I got him in a partial Nelson, like on one side, and ladies man's got him on the other side. All of a sudden.
Well, you know what you're supposed to do then. You're supposed to make a wish.
All of a sudden,
I've done that.
All of a sudden, the Irishman takes his other arm from me.
Okay.
So I've got nothing. So I'm walking behind this guy as we're walking him out, and even the Irishman didn't even know, what are we taking him out for? He punched a girl in the face. So we start doing this. So then the idiot digs in his feet and tries to kick me.
Yep.
So, first of all, I grab his by his belt and I lift his ass off the floor. And I start basically hiking him up so that literally he's walking on his tippy toes while the guys are carrying his arms. Then he starts trying to kick me in the nuts using his back legs, like a mule kick type thing. And I'm not playing this. So I grab his feet, lift his feet off the ground, and now we're walking him.
Now you're wheelbarrowing him.
No, because I've got him by the feet. He's got nothing on the ground now.
Well, that's what I'm... You've got him like a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. Irishman and ladies man both have an arm, and we're walking him towards the front door. And he tries to bite ladies man. Now, you all see what's coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing good.
No,
not for him, anyway.
No. I think it's hilarious.
We didn't bother to open the door. We couldn't. We had our hands full.
Clang!
Everybody outside, all of a sudden, they look over to hear.
Yeah, I know, because I was outside.
Yeah, so was I.
Then the door opens, and he's like, arr! And we just throw.
you got air.
VD and me did that one night. We had a guy at one of the bars that we do, and the guy had his feet up on the table.
Yeah,
and we told him twice, you know, get your feet off the table.
You know, I would never throw a guy for that.
Well, he was doing a bunch of other shit too. I mean, he at one point he had actually knocked over an entire tray of drinks off a waitress.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
Yeah, so VD went and. More or less full Nelson than when I grabbed his feet and we almost pretty much lifted him up over our heads and carried him out of the bar that way because that was the easiest way to get him out.
Yeah. So. When you got a big enough crowd, sometimes it's easier. So we just.
I had that happen last week where I had a kid. Yeah. And it was actually kind of funny. The kid was going after some guy and they were both like little exchange students. And they're like slap fighting each other. I'm like, I watch it because it's kind of cute.
Looks like an anime.
Well, there's only two bouncers on, so I'm like, ah, fuck it, I'll just deal with it myself. And I grab the kid in a double reverse Nelson. It's kind of hard to describe, where I reach, I'm behind him, and I reach under both his arms, and then grab the opposite arms in each hand.
Yep. So you're holding him like
this. So my hands are crossed, and I've got both his arms pulled behind his back.
And held like this.
I then lift him up, and we start walking towards the door, and then he starts fighting me. I then lift his feet up off the ground and slam his feet back down into the ground. And he's just like, holy fuck.
So he decided to stop fighting at that point.
He's so floored by it. And I'm walking, and then I realize I'm walking down the stairs, and his feet are at the same level. I walked him off the stairs, so his feet are no longer touching the ground, and I'm walking down a flight of stairs. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to let go of one of the arms so you can get the door. He's like, okay. And I still got him in a half nail, so he opens the door, and I'm like, thanks for coming to the cabbie.
Well, I had a fight. Almost having a fight was still quite amusing, because this was at a wedding ceremony. Now, keep in mind, I wasn't told much about, I never am, about the clients. I show up with my gear, set up, and, you know, run with what's on
the paperwork. Because if Big Daddy told you about the clients, you wouldn't show up half the time.
If Big Daddy didn't know about these clients, he was as surprised as I was. But, you know, oh god, what can I call? Anyways, my manager. He texts me, and he's like, oh yeah, I forgot to mention, these guys are really, really religious, but not like the hardcore couple generation religious. This is kind of rough around the edges, born again religious.
Oh, crap.
So I'm like, oh, okay. It's going to be a really long, really boring ceremony. Oh, okay. So I set up my speaker, and for the ceremonies, we just use an iPod because we're changing the layout later, and I'm sitting there kind of just staring off into space. And finally, the ceremony starts, and oh god, they had a preacher.
What like, denomination?
Like evangelical type preacher.
Yeah, wait.
Praise Jesus, blah blah. Yeah, that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like bride, it should have been held in a tent.
Tent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a revival wedding.
Yeah. Bride, from what I was described, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Bride and groom walk down the aisle together, stand for a photo, and then sit down while the guy runs his mouth for half an hour about, we need to celebrate this day, not only for today, not only for John and Kelly, but for God, for Jesus. And we need to celebrate it every day of our lives, in Jesus' name. Can I get an amen?
Actually, if he was like a black Southern Baptist, that'd be cool, because they have good music at theirs.
Mm-hmm. Some of the best choirs in the world.
It was all that minus the music.
Oh.
So I'm kind of sitting there watching, slightly amused.
How about the food? They do great food.
Food, yeah. Southern Baptist food, yeah. Oh. Really good.
Yeah. So I'm sitting in the back of the room in the corner. There's the usual setup, two sides. Some
barbecue make you want to believe in a guy.
Exactly. Not so lucky on my account, but so the back row on the right side is just a couple feet in front of me. And when people were walking in, one of the first groups there, I was surprised that they sat at the back. And then another couple comes in later, and they take the two seats in the corner at the very back, right in front of me, pretty much, like a couple feet away from me. At the very last minute, just before the ceremony starts, two guys show up. Now, one guy, he sees the groom, because he was out greeting people. Big hugs. Hey, man, how's it going? So excited for you, man. You know, we're so proud of you. God's proud of you. Blah, blah, blah. The second guy, who was obviously very much there with guy number one, very, very, stayed very close to him. Yeah, hey, yeah, thanks for letting me come. The only two chairs left were between those two groups right in front of me. As soon as the woman who had gotten there originally, who I found out later was the ex-wife of the groom, as soon as she saw those two guys sit down, the daggers started.
Right out of the eyes.
Yeah. She immediately scooches her chair closer to her date and just, like, you know, turns a little towards her date and then looks over her shoulder at guy number two and gives him the look. That, What the fuck are you doing here, look?
How dare you still be alive?
How dare you sit next to me? Meanwhile, couple in the corner sees this going on, and they start whispering. Now, I can't hear a word that they're saying, but this goes on for the first 15 minutes of the ceremony. The guy is preaching. This is supposed to be about the bride and groom. They're supposed to be
Jesus.
All focused.
Don't forget Jesus.
It couldn't be a good proper wedding if they didn't put Jesus first. So, and I start, like, I can't hear what the couple is saying, but I can see from the way she's moving her mouth. She keeps saying, "Oh my God, can you believe?"
Can I believe what? Come on. Let me know.
Darn it, damn it.
And the guy's trying to talk back to her, but he can't whisper like she can whisper. And he tries to say something, and everyone around him turns around and goes, shh. And he's like, whatever. Meanwhile, guy number two, the one that hadn't been quite so welcome, he's completely oblivious to everything that's going on. He's poking the shoulders of the people in front of him. Hey, how's it going, guys? Great to see you guys. And they're all like, what the fuck are you doing? Sit down, shut up. So as the hostility starts to mount, I notice that these two guys are sitting closer and closer together. Like, they're almost fucking cuddling. And then I realize, I think they might be gay.
Really? What was your... Never mind. Nice girl.
No, it gets better.
Nice girl. Not quick.
You need to have a technician in and adjust your gaydar.
Yeah, no shit.
I just wasn't expecting to find any at this type.
Of course you're going to find them at this type.
No, it gets
a
better.
A quarter of them are in the closet.
But this is what I'm saying.
Gets better.
The date of the ex-wife is sitting there. He's looking straight ahead like he will not turn his head to acknowledge the existence of the two gay men sitting next to him. His face is so red. It looks like he's about to have a fucking aneurysm. And that's when ex-wife finally turns to acknowledge them, puts her arm around guy number one, leans by, like, basically shoves him over so his head's almost in his own lap, pulls herself, like, over so that she can talk to guy number two, and I clearly hear her say, "And if you come near my fucking man, I'm going to kill you."
Whoa.
Wow. Apparently somebody knows something. Somebody needs to learn some bedroom skills because she lost.
Apparently twice.
Oh, and the best part, at the end of the night, they didn't pay me. Oh, we honestly, honest to God, we don't have our visa.
So now it's Big Daddy's problem.
You know, every time you don't pay your DJ, Jesus Christ.
I shook his hand and I said, I have faith in God that you'll pay me.
Oh, that was low.
I love
Sweetheart. You're flirting.
Now, go and enjoy your wedding night. I forgive you.
You did not say that.
I did.
I love you.
Yeah, you did. You made baby Jesus unhappy. Go enjoy your honeymoon.
You made baby Jesus cringe.
Guess what? Guess what, bitches? She may forgive you, but small claims court.
Oh, my!
Jesus may have your hearts, but Big Daddy will have your credit.
Oh, yeah. It happened. Oh, yeah,
that just happens.
Oh.
Yeah,
it
did. And my final story is multimedia. And it's going to take a few minutes, so anyone else have anything else?
No, I'm good. It's been a week.
Yeah, I've been really, really quiet. I mean, seriously, tell you the truth, I didn't even really have my story about getting kick banned. I kind of already told on the website and Facebook. So I had absolutely no, I've had really, really, really nothing for
a long time. About the only thing I've had is the one that one woman who tried to pick me up at the drugstore.
Well, if I want to get this on time, I got to run through this. So
yeah, okay. I've been good since about midway through the evening on Tuesday.
I had to get one last stab in there. Oh, no,
the night's it over. We'll get no more.
Okay, so I'm working at this place now. My boss is an older gentleman, not too tech savvy, very outspoken, old white guy. And he's constantly teasing me because he seems to think I know everything when the truth is I just know a little bit more than he does about some things, and it happens to be the some things that he's always very frustrated about.
So, yes.
So he'll be cursing and swearing and I'll be like, well, I can fix that. Give me 5 minutes. And I guess it gets to him.
Yeah.
So he calls me from across the warehouse and he's sitting up at the front. At the secretary's computer. Secretary's away for a week, so he's trying to fix something.
I love when that happens.
He gets frustrated, finally decides he's going to open up his email. Oh, his friend sent him a video on YouTube. He can't get it to work. So he brings me over, and he's like, you know about these things. Turn the sound on. Like, what do you mean? He goes, well, there's no sound. There's a picture, but there's no sound. Make the sound work. I said, did you mute it? He goes, well, I don't know what the fuck I did. Just make it work. And I said, okay, where's the speakers? I don't need any speakers. It's a computer. No.
PVM is brain.
The thing is that from the way she's talking, I don't think that was the stupid part.
Okay. Well, part of the stupid That's part. What he was trying to
okay,
watch.
Okay, I may have some aphasia, but I'll be okay.
So I'm trying to explain to him. What do you think produces the sound, sir?
Here comes the stupid.
Well, it's a computer. All computers make noise. Look at your laptop. Laptops make noise, and they
actually
don't have speakers.
If you want to be absolutely technical about it, they do have internal speakers for all the little beeps and things.
And I explained this to him.
And if you rewire it properly, you can actually get it to play the
sound. And I explained this to him, and I said, but it'll sound like shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So really, you'd be missing the point, and it would waste a half an hour of my time. And well, laptops don't have speakers, and they make noise. Actually, sir, yes, they do. Really? Where are they? In the corners above the keyboard, or in the hinge, depending on model or make. Well, fuck, what am I supposed to do now? It's just like, okay, like, you really have an answer for everything, don't you, you fucking smartass?
Go out, buy a cheap pair of $10 speakers, and plug it into the computer.
Or if you want, for temporarily, for the time being, I can run it through my system and basically play it for you.
Which is exactly what I said. I have speakers.
Or there's the other cheap shortcut, and that's just plugging some headphones in.
Yeah, well, no, he didn't have any headphones. I didn't have a mini jack for my speakers, which are for my iPhone or iPod.
Yeah.
So I said to him, well, if you email it to me, I can play it on my phone. Because he was just insistent that everyone in the building had to see this video, because apparently it was very, very important.
No.
And you got paid for that.
That's true. You got paid a whole $15 an hour, so I ain't fucking complaining. I'm just saying. Next time you want to listen to your random rantings of some angry black dude, buy a set of speakers. And don't make me listen to it.
You should have taken more time out of the day and got paid for it. This is going to take, you know, six hours of upgrading.
It took 15 minutes to hook all that up.
How long did you actually charge?
Okay, and you're
for?
Paid $15 an hour?
Yeah, it costs
$15. It was cheaper to pay you than to buy the speakers.
that is why he's the boss. Okay.
I'm just balancing the book here, B.
Just tell him next time it's going to take 6 hours of tech support and another 3 hours or so of, you know, actual hardware.
I'm going to whip out my nerd right now. Okay, because this is to you. Did you ever see Star Trek: The Next Generation?
I love that show. I've seen almost every episode. I think I have seen every episode, but I don't remember.
Do you remember the episode where James Doohan, the late James Doohan, Scotty?
Oh,
Montgomery Scott made a reappearance on Star Trek.
Yes. Yes, I do.
But by the way, it should be mentioned that he absolutely hated that show.
Yes.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be noticed
for a lot of good reasons
that was actually still on the episode.
But there's a thing.
There was money involved.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing that he said to the character. Now, Scott, you know, I'm not going to get into why he's there and everything. Anyhow, so Scotty is dealing with
Geordi,
the current engineer.
Who wears a beret as eyeglasses.
Yeah, well, because, you know, like, we can't have a black man without a physical hand. Yeah. We're not going to get into that. Okay. Anyhow. so he turns
he was to, special at being special.
So he turns to Geordi, and he goes, Geordi tells his captain, Picard calls down, and he says, Geordi, I need something done, blah, blah, blah. You know, and so Geordi says, be about half an hour, Captain. And so Scotty comes over to him and he goes, so how long would it really take you to do it? And he looks at Scotty and he goes, half an hour. Let me learn you there, educate you there, boy. And I'm doing an Irishman because I can't really do a good Scotsman. He says, if you don't tell them it takes longer than it does, how can they expect you to be a miracle worker?
The secret of Scotty's success as a miracle worker was he always multiplied his time estimate of how long it would take to fix something by at least a factor of three.
So that way, when it really needed it, it was like, you know, the it looks out the porthole and like Klingons are about to blow up the ship. He's like, oh fuck, click. So he throws the switch, everything is working now. Like, Captain, she's back on.
That took you 45 minutes last time. I'm a miracle worker.
I managed to cut a few options, just go for it.
Options being tea and cookies. And today's soap opera.
No, it's more along. You know how they get basically the rest of the Star Trek, they're always playing cards after there. Now you know where originally they were always playing cards. It was down in engineering. It's, yeah, Captain, we'll get on it in a minute. Fold. Okay, I'm out this hand, guys. Click. Got it, Captain.
They took that from reality.
And on that note, all I have to say is na 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 na.
This show has been brought to you by the letters F and U.
Yeah, Big Bird says fuck you. And by the way, it's now legal for Bert and Ernie in Maryland.
Yes, they're gonna have to move the whole block.
See you in four, bitches. I'm out.
Is this just math that you do as a Republican to make yourself feel better, or is this real?